Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Let My People Go Surfing is a memoir, business philosophy, and environmental manifesto by Yvon Chouinard, the founder of Patagonia. It tells the story of how a climber and self-described reluctant businessman built a company around practicality, quality, and a deep responsibility to the natural world. Rather than presenting a standard success story, the book explains how Patagonia evolved through experimentation, restraint, and constant attention to the consequences of business decisions. Chouinard uses his own career to argue that companies should be designed to minimize harm, serve real needs, and stay aligned with the values of the people who run them. The book is especially relevant for readers interested in sustainable enterprise, ethical leadership, product design, and the tension between growth and responsibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Patagonia as a business built on purpose before profit. A central idea in the book is that a company can be organized around a clear purpose without treating profit as the highest value. Chouinard describes Patagonia as a business shaped by climbing, surfing, and outdoor problem solving, not by a conventional ambition to dominate a market. That origin matters because it explains why the company repeatedly asks what it should refuse to do, not only what it should pursue. The book argues that product decisions, hiring choices, and growth strategies should be judged against a larger mission, making useful gear while reducing environmental damage. This approach gives the company a distinctive logic. Profit becomes necessary for survival, but it is not the main measure of success. The result is a business model that treats values as operational constraints rather than marketing language, which makes the philosophy harder to imitate but also more credible. Secondly, designing products for durability, simplicity, and environmental responsibility. The book places unusual emphasis on product design as an ethical act. Chouinard presents gear design not as a matter of style or novelty, but as a direct response to real use in harsh conditions. Patagonia and its earlier equipment businesses are shown evolving through constant refinement, simplifying tools, improving function, and avoiding unnecessary complexity. This design philosophy extends to environmental responsibility. If a product lasts longer, works better, and avoids wasteful features, it reduces the need for replacement and limits resource consumption. Chouinard also shows that design can lead a company to abandon popular but harmful products when they no longer fit the mission. That willingness to remove profitable items is one of the book's most important lessons because it reveals how deeply a company must embed its principles. The book therefore links craftsmanship, sustainability, and business discipline into one continuous framework. Thirdly, growth with limits: why restraint matters more than expansion. Unlike many business books that celebrate scale, this one treats restraint as a strength. Chouinard repeatedly questions the assumption that bigger is automatically better. He shows how uncontrolled growth can distort a company's culture, weaken quality, and pull attention away from its original purpose. In his view, a business should grow only when growth improves its ability to serve customers and protect its values. This is why the book favors organic development over aggressive expansion. New opportunities are not rejected because ambition is bad, but because ambition without limits can become self-defeating. The discussion of restraint gives the memoir its critical edge. It challenges readers to think about the hidden costs of scaling, including complexity, waste, and ethical drift. For entrepreneurs, this section is especially useful because it offers a practical counterargument to the idea that success must be measured by size alone. Fourthly, responsible capitalism through internal rules and external commitments. The book is not only philosophical, it also shows how values can be turned into systems. Chouinard argues that environmental responsibility should be built into policies, business trade-offs, and long-term commitments. The clearest example is 1% for the Planet, the initiative he co-founded to encourage businesses to donate a portion of sales to environmental causes. This reflects a broader point: responsibility becomes real only when it is operationalized. Good intentions are not enough unless they shape budgeting, sourcing, marketing, and corporate behavior. The book also illustrates how Patagonia used its own practices to align with this principle, treating environmental harm as a serious business issue rather than an external concern. That makes the book valuable as a case study in responsible capitalism, because it shows that ethical commitments must survive contact with financial pressure. It does not pretend that such commitments are effortless. Instead, it emphasizes discipline, consistency, and the willingness to accept trade-offs. Lastly, a memoir of an accidental entrepreneur and an unusual management culture. Although the book is often discussed as a business guide, it is also a memoir of identity and temperament. Chouinard never presents himself as a natural executive. He comes across as someone who became a businessman because his skills, interests, and environmental concerns led him there, not because he wanted a conventional corporate career. That perspective shapes the culture described throughout the book. Patagonia is portrayed as a company that values autonomy, trust, and time in the outdoors, all of which reflect Chouinard's own life rather than standard management theory. This makes the book especially distinctive among leadership texts. Its advice grows out of lived experience, not abstract business frameworks. At the same time, the memoir form exposes its limits. Readers see that Patagonia's model is tied to a particular founder, a specific industry, and a strong personal ethic. That honesty strengthens the book because it avoids pretending that every company can copy Patagonia exactly. Instead, it offers a realistic example of how one business tried to remain human while operating in a market economy. In conclusion, Let My People Go Surfing is best suited for entrepreneurs, managers, outdoor enthusiasts, and readers interested in environmental ethics and alternative business models. It is especially useful for people who want to understand how a company can pursue quality and profitability without treating growth as the ultimate goal. The book offers practical value by showing how values can be translated into product design, hiring, corporate policy, and long-term strategy. Intellectually, it challenges the assumption that responsible business is only a matter of public relations or charitable donations. What sets it apart from many management books is its combination of memoir and operating philosophy. Chouinard does not write as an outside theorist, explaining how companies should behave. He writes as a founder describing what he tried, what worked, and where the trade-offs were real. That gives the book unusual credibility. It is less polished than a conventional leadership manual, but more grounded in concrete experience. Readers looking for a serious reflection on sustainable capitalism will find it both distinctive and durable. If you would like to support Yvon Chouinard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.